OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Check out the EOTM Media Group. Yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company encompassing radio, PR, and TV. Follow us on Twitter at EOTMPR. For a great publicist, there's one thing you need to do. Contact the EOTM Media Group.
While you're sitting there on the couch, wonder what you're going to do today, grab that remote and turn your TV to MTV, your most popular way to stay on top of all music, shows, news, and movies. MTV is greatly known for their highly viewed shows, such as MTV Cribs, Jersey Shore, The Grudge, 16 and Pregnant, Made, My Life is Liz, and many, many more. MTV also gives you the option to check out video premieres on your favorite artists, such as Trey Songz, Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, and many more artists of your choice. Stay connected with MTV through your social media networks. Twitter, follow MTV. Facebook, www.facebook.com/MTV. MySpace, www.myspace.com/MTV. Also by MTV newsletters and podcasts. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
It's your boys, welcome to the kicker spot. It's your boys, I'm your host, D'Angelo. D'Angelo. Why did I have a visual? I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about the who recorded the video?
D'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no.
Okay, have a better one.
Apparently, I'm eager to when I talk about myself on time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
Hey, you guys, what's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, chilling here at the Kicker Spot. And what a day I've had today. Meetings and more entrepreneurship stuff. And now we get to hang out here at the Kicker Spot. This is going to be like the most chill, chilling, kicking it spot stuff I'm going to get to do all day as I've just been busy ripping and running all day, you guys. I have had a day. I'm tired a little bit. Yeah, I can admit it. I'm a little tired. But that's what's up. It's all in the fun of being a part of T'Angelo Live and the Kicker Spot. So anyhow, welcome out, you guys. We're going to have a blast, chilling, kicking it, having fun tonight. As you may or may not be aware, I am celebrating my birth month. Yeah, I'm not really a birthday kind of guy. I need the whole month. So a few weeks ago, my actual birthday was on August 2nd. I had a big birthday bash here on air. If you didn't get a chance to check it out, go to the archive show so you get the opportunity to check it out and hear about what happened and all the callers and stuff that called in. We had a blast. And then also, in conjunction to the birthday show, I released a commercial that went along with it. It was pretty awesome. I had a lot of fun making it, and I think you will enjoy watching it. So if you get a chance, you can visit my Facebook page where the video has been posted, and you can also post a comment. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and repost it right now so you can have an easy find there. What else is going on? Actually, I'm trying to repost the video for you guys. Anywho, so while that's going on. So anyhow, also, what is going on? Oh, so with the birthday month, things are coming to a close as August is on its last, not even leg, its last ankle. You know, it's really summing up quick here. I am going to conclude birth month with a nice event this weekend, actually. I'm going to be going down to LA Live and chilling at Lucky Strikes. for those who know what Lickin' Strikes is, you know we're going to have a mad fun. And for those who don't, it's kind of like a bowling alley mixed with nightclub slash bar all in one. And so it's a lot of fun because you have the black lights and it's like really dark. It has TV screens all over the place. And the lanes are decked out pretty nicely with the, you know, decoration and stuff. And most importantly, there's a bar. Most importantly for me, there's a full menu. But for some, there's a bar. Okay, so I'm going to have fun. I got some friends coming out. We're going to chillax, you know, get into our bowling thing and just do what we do, having fun. I guess I could call it the Kicker Spot, Chanzo Live at Lucky Strike. That could work. What you think? Yeah, I'm digging it. So anyhow, you guys are all invited if you're going to be in the area. You might as well swing by and chill out with me. Again, Lucky Strikes this weekend, Saturday. We're going to be there kicking it. So, hey, come through. I ain't hating. Anyhow, also, I have to tell you guys, I don't get to go out, you know, to the nightlife and do nightclub things very often these days because I do work so much. But last week I had a chance to go out with the model Kristen Myers, and she's a friend of mine, and we had a blast. It was so much fun. And what did we do? We went to Club Lure over in Hollywood. Getting there was drama. Getting in was a little drama. Being in there was a lot more fun than drama. The night was just enough drama to make the evening so much fun. I'm just telling you guys this because Kristen is hilarious and a lot of fun. And outside of just working, you guys, we have to have fun. Don't forget that that's the whole purpose of working as hard as we do, is to build a life where we can be comfortable and sometimes just let our hair down or take it off or attach it, you know, whatever you have to do. But it was a lot of fun. If we get a chance, I'll tell you guys more about the random evening head bunts, drinking alcohol, dancing on the dance floor, running into people we know. I mean, it's a fun, drama-filled evening. Fun drama, not bad drama, fun drama. But it was a lot of fun. And then also, I welcome you guys. I welcome the chance to speak with all of the listeners. If you guys get a chance, my listening audience, do give me a call. Here at the radio show, tonight is going to be a lot of discussion about relationships and things. And your opinions and thoughts are very much welcome, okay? So hit us up at 718-664-6543. And definitely share your thoughts on today's topics, okay? Now, shut up. I'm sorry. Veronica's like wondering if I'm going to tell her business. I should tell some of it. You be having enough relationship drama going on for us to share? Shut up. Okay, anyhow. All right, you guys. Well, listen, we are going to take a break right now, whatever, and do a musical break. But when we return, we'll definitely find out what the relationship tip of the week is and, you know, just get into a wonderful evening, all right? So we'll be right back after this.
Dearly beloved, if this love only exists in my dreams, don't wake me up.
Too much light in this window. Don't wake me up. Only coffee, no sugar inside my cup. If I wake and you're here still, give me a kiss. I was thinking you're dreaming about to live. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up.
Oh,
I love where that window breaks on that transition right there. I have to admit, I think every time it does it, I like throw something in the room like I broke it. That's fire. Big up to Studio Math. All right, you guys, welcome back to the Ticket Spot. You are tuned in, chilling here with your boy, T'Angelo. And tonight is going to be a lot of fun because tonight the guest is actually going to be all of you. Yes, no actual in-studio guest today. We had the audience and the fans of T'Angelo Live and the Kicker Spot send us in some interesting letters. Okay, so what I did was I asked some of the Kicker Spot listeners and supporters to send in letters letting us know about some of the relationship issues and questions they might have and get advice. And so that's what we're going to do tonight. And because I know we have these issues and some of the issues in relationships we have, some of the issues that we have in relationships are the same as what our friends are having and what the listeners are having. So we might as well all come together, work as one, and figure out what the hell to do. Because some of these folks is crazy. And in reality, some of us are kind of a little crazy. I know I got a little crazy. You got a little crazy? We all got a little crazy. Okay, so that's going to be cool. So what we will do is I'll read some of the letters tonight, and we'll discuss how we think the situation should be handled or what they should or should not do while in a relationship or, at worst, get out of the relationship, or in some cases, at best. Yeah, I know, right? Okay, so now, also, I'm going to need you guys' assistance because things are narrowing down for T'Angelo Live. You guys hear me speak about it a lot and the building of it and the process and so forth. And now I'm to the point where I have to get ready to choose a logo. The final logo has to be decided, and I can use your assistance in such. So tonight I am going to post a sample logo on the T'Angelo Live Facebook page. So you have to go over, make sure you like the page, you can sign up and be a part of it, and then I'll let you guys know a little bit later on this evening when I post a sample up of the logo. And then you go over to the Facebook page and post a comment, you know, thumbs up, thumbs down, two thumbs up, two thumbs down, and, you know, we'll take it on from there, okay? And I definitely want you guys to be a part of the process. And then also I'm going to explain more about T'Angelo Live, what the brand is doing, because right now T'Angelo Live is going to be on books. Yes, T'Angelo Live on books. We'll discuss more. Oh, but do not forget that inside of this wonderful show, The Kicker Spot, we have the Celebrity Hub. Yes, you guys, we will definitely be getting into some Celebrity Hub this evening. Let's see. Let's get up to date. Let's see what's going on here. Well, MTV's show Jersey Shore. We'll get an update on what's going on with that show. I hate to say this, but to die or not to die, that is the question. So all these deaths going on, fake and real and fake, we'll discuss that as well. And then which dynamic duo will be performing together at this year's VMAs? You know what, you guys, it is stories like this one, this VMA one, I can't wait to tell you guys about it, actually. But it's stories like these that make my job so much fun. A matter of fact, we need to make sure we're at the VMAs if they're going to be doing stuff on stage like this. Yeah, I'm going to have to figure out what I have to do to get to the VMAs, who I can talk to, who I can feed, who I have to sleep with, you know, whatever. Just let's make sure we get inside there, okay? I know. No, I'm being funny. Anyhow, okay, and then after I tell you guys all about that, and I know after I tell you guys all about who will be at the VMAs, I know you're going to be tuning in because I know I will be. Anyhow, also we're going to mention there is a celebrity who has a new Nicki Minaj booty. Yes, who got inspired by Nicki Minaj's cakes and went and got them some themselves. And then our girl Britney Spears makes her debut on the X Factor. And we're wondering, what do you guys think? Will she be good or will she not be? Whew. Okay, I got the eyebrows at that one. It's a lot going on, you guys. It's definitely a lot going on. But nonetheless, we're going to cover it all, hear about it all, and just do what we do. And also, we have the relationship tip of the week. As you guys know, I give you guys a little tip of the week, things we could do. And for tonight's relationship tip of the week, it's going to be, y'all ready for this? I know, this is going to be, it's not really groundbreaking, but it's definitely one that has to be said. So I'm going to say it, damn it. Be yourself. Yes, I know. It's simple as that. Just be yourself. Now, I will give you guys more details on the subject and why I brought it up right after the break, okay? But do stick around because we'll be right back. And then when we do, be sure to call in because I want to hear and I need to hear your thoughts on tonight's letters. All right, you guys? 718-664-6543.
Hey, you guys, have you seen the kicking spot? I mean, I'm trying to find the kicking spot. I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm T'Angelo. I'm the host.
The kicking spot. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blog is a site to visit.
But there's also a clip of me on the red carpet when I call one to tell me the wrong name.
Ooh, yeah.
The kicking spot, kicking spot, kicking spot, kicking spot.
The kicking spot, kicking spot, kicking spot, kicking spot.
If you know who you are, my bad. It was my first. Sorry.
The kicking spot.
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 What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the kicking spot.
All righty, you guys. What to do? What's up? Oh my. I'm sorry. I got carried away over here. All right. So, relationship tip of the week: be yourself. Now I know this saying has been said so many times before, okay? You've heard it over and over and over again. And you might even be thinking, T, this is not a tip. You're not giving me innovation. This is nothing brand new. And you're absolutely right. But in some cases, there is no point on reinventing the wheel. And if you are not taking heed to the tip, then it would be necessary for me to say it again. It would be necessary for me to mention it again. It would, it is, and it shall be mentioned. Okay, so listen. I can say I have fully learned how to be myself while on a date or while dating. And why I have become so comfortable is because I used to be so uncomfortable. Okay? Now, believe it or not, being myself in front of the camera is not quite as easy, okay? When I get in front of a camera filming red carpets and doing interviews and doing commercials, I really get weird and quirky, and I've even been told by some people that, you know, that, T'Angelo, why don't you just be yourself? Why are you being so tense? Calm down. Give me T'Angelo. Where is T'Angelo? And I don't know. You get on camera and you get nervous and you try to be somebody else. I don't know. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, back to the topic at hand, though. But it's hard for me, okay? It is hard, but anyhow, I will digress. But I have found it hard to be myself because there's things about myself I'm self-conscious about, and, you know, there's yourselves as well. There's things that we're all self-conscious about, and there's things about ourselves that we find to be abnormal. And it's that part of us that we try to cover up and we try to hide during the first date or while dating. So let's just say in the early stages of dating, okay? We'll say in the early stages of dating, we try to hide these abnormalities or whatever that word is. Abnormal parts of us? Who gives a crap? Okay. So it's later on in life, you guys, that you come to learn that it's those quirky parts about you that make you interesting, that make you unique. It's the fact that you're not so perfect that makes the person dating you or on a date with you interested, okay? Okay, so I'll take myself for an example. I am known to be a big personality, okay? And I could be all over the place. I could be loud. I could be jumping around. I like to dance. And I will dance at the drop of my thought. As soon as I feel it, I move it, you know? And I always thought this to be over the top. And, you know, so when I went out and tried to date, I would tone myself down not to seem over the top, to allow the person to get to know me and hopefully come to like me without thinking I was too weird or strange. Well, the issue with this theory is that they're not getting a chance to know you. They're getting to know a person who is in a box. Okay, because if you are the person who was loud and over the top, that's the person you have to be. Not to say, not to scale back a bit because you are meeting new people, yes, but to chop yourself down into an eighth of what you usually do and who you regularly are would not be a good idea because then they are not getting a chance to see the person you are. Who they're getting a chance to see is a person who does not exist. Now, when you do date someone, you don't want to find someone who seems to be, you know, the same old Joe, you know, the person that you've seen before, or I've dated them before, oh, that's the same character you see on TV all the time. No, you want someone who is fresh, you know, exciting, keeps you on your toes, in some cases keep you entertained, where you can't predict them as much. You know, you don't know quite what they're going to do next. And it's that kind of mystery and that kind of spontaneity and that type of, suspense that keeps you wanting more and knowing what they're going to do next, okay? So those imperfections, they actually make you stand out. Those imperfections make you, again, original and unique. So now, of course, there are some downfalls to showing who you really are right off the bat. And the worst thing about that could be the person will not like you, okay? But in reality, the person is, you know, hold up. I'm trying to get my thoughts together. So say, for instance, you know, you show who you are, and the person you're dating or trying to get to know ends up not liking you, deciding that you're not the one. The person never gave you a chance, you're thinking, you know, they didn't give me a chance. I wanted them to give me more time. The person did not understand you, you say. They didn't really understand me, and therefore they don't want to continue dating you. Now, so you're feeling some kind of way about it in the negative energy. But truth be told, is it such a bad thing that they told you? I mean, they're bound to see who you really are eventually someday anyway, and you would rather it happen in the first couple of weeks than later on after you've caught some deep feelings, and then, you know, they want to break up with you and you're so connected. I mean, again, be you. Let them see what they're getting. Now, that doesn't mean that if you usually at the house just fart and scratch yourself at every given moment. That's not what I'm saying. You probably should hold that off. Yeah, keep that to yourself a little bit longer. But I am saying do you. If you are the person who likes to have fun and random stuff, talk to strangers. I like to do that. Talk to the waiter at the restaurant, get to know them a little personal, ask them about the other good cook in the kitchen and get some dirt on him. You know, I like to do that too. And that could be seen as, wow, dude is really, you know, comfortable. Yes, I am. You should be too. And that's how you want to approach things. Be who you are. Do what you would do, because otherwise they're going to see a person who doesn't exist. Now, the best thing about being yourself, the best thing coming from all of this, is you allow yourself to meet someone who can fall in love with you, the real you, the 100% you that you love to be and you get to do easily without trying. Do you know how awesome it is to be yourself? And the person loves you just the way you are. It's a beautiful place and a beautiful thing, okay? It's pretty awesome, you guys. So with all this being said and done, tip of the day is be yourself. This tip is one that can carry over to all areas of your life, okay? Not just relationship, but business, family ship, all the ships, okay? So don't be afraid to be yourself. All this will do, all this will do for you of not being yourself. It will just hold you back and keep you from the places that you're supposed to be in life. Be yourself.
My name is Marty Huggins. I'm running for Congress.
Huh? Does this mean we got a campaign?
Push it. Push it.
Push it. Push it real good.
That little guy's a weirdo. I'm going to smoke that clown.
We're going to be under a lot of media scrutiny. Anybody have anything that they want to share with it?
I went to the petting zoo and I let the goat lick my wee. One time I put a firefly in my butthole.
Why?
To make my farts glow.
Okay.
My opponent, Marty Huggins, works out at Curves.
Where did you get that photo?
Make sure the cameras have film in them.
I feel like Britney Spears at the VMAs.
Oh, shove a throwing star up a Chinese monkey.
We've got some babies.
That's my baby to kiss.
He just punched a baby.
The campaign. Is anyone asking how my hand feels after punching that iron-like jaw of that baby?
D'Angelo, ticket spot.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy D'Angelo, and you are tuned in to the Ticket Spot.
Yo, what it do, y'all? And what's up? We gonna party here at the Kick Spot. Yeah. That didn't rhyme at all. I posted the word club in right there. Anyhow, what's going on, you guys? We are chilling here at the Kick Spot live with your boy, D'Angelo. T T-A-N-G-E-L-O. Yeah, I'm your host, T'Angelo. All right, you guys, so we are gearing up to take a listen to the first letter of the night, okay? This writer actually has an interesting thing, and I'm gonna sometimes dissect through the letter because, you know, it gets kind of long at times. But anyhow, I love how they introduce the letter. It says, "Dear Dr. T," I love that whole Dr. T thing. I think I should go ahead and get a doctor's degree, which I think a doctor's degree. Yeah, okay, we'll work on that later. Got it. Okay, so here we go, reading this one. Here we go, Dr. T. "I was seeing this girl for about 6 weeks, minus the sex." That was good. Good. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, but it said that. It says minus sex. I didn't say that. It says it. Okay. "I was seeing this girl for about 6 weeks, minus sex, when she decided that she did not want to be involved in a relationship at that time in her life. We had not seen each other for about 3 weeks when she contacted me and was making small talk. She called me again a couple of days later and asked why I hadn't called her back. After a week, I sent her an email saying hi. She replied with, 'Well, it took you long enough.' Ever since then, we have been hanging out again, but she is focusing on her career and now can't devote enough time towards relationship. She sounds closer than what we were before, but still not committed to dating. We talked about this today, and we're going to remain friends and still hang out, but with no strings attached. Mm-hmm. She knows how I feel about her. I don't love her, but I could. We are perfect for each other. We both agree. But for some reason, the relationship will not go any further with this career thing in her mind. My question to you is, should I remain friends with her and still hang out and kiss and stuff, or should I just walk away? I really don't want to lose her as a friend. I am thinking that she may come around eventually, and I'll be there for her. It's a tough call, but I need some pointers and some advice. Thank you, tough call." Well, this is a good situation, almost. You know, it's not the worst. You have someone who you have someone that you like. She likes you in return, but she's not willing to commit to a relationship. Well, with that being said, I think your friend is terribly afraid of getting close to anyone, whether she likes you romantically or not. Her issue might just be that, getting close. Like you said, she just won't commit. She wants no strings attached. No strings attached is not typically a female's route of dealing with men or relationships. They always want strings attached. They want ropes attached. They want chains with ball and chain attached. Okay, so it sounds like the two of you have great communication, which is awesome. I love that part, you know. And you told her very directly how you felt, and she, you know, responded and handled it right, you know, and gave it right back to you. And so I think there's your answer right there. She says she's not ready for a relationship. She wants no strings attached because she can't be committed to you. I think that is definitely the issue here, is she has a commitment issue. Perhaps her heart got broken earlier in life, you know. She committed before, maybe in a major way. Maybe it's a family commitment issue. Who knows? But definitely commitment issues there, okay? Now, your friend, she is focused on her career, you know. She wants to do the whole friend thing to stay focused, but you guys stay friends. You guys are still kissing, cadooling, and things of that nature. That's all well and cute, but I say don't put all your eggs in one basket. You know what I'm saying? You definitely should start seeing other people, you know. She said there's no strings attached. That means do you. You know what I'm saying? This also, by seeing you or hearing about you doing other things, might just push her into a place of reality to realize that you are a good dude, that you guys have great energy together, and y'all need to, you know, push it to a stronger place, okay? And if not, then y'all might just end up strictly being friends, okay? In the meantime, you could continue to flirt with her and touch on her and all that jazz, and too, because it's fun and you enjoy it. But then again, just make sure you're looking, outsourcing, and seeing if there's other things going on, because you're talking about standing there and being there for her. How long does that take? And then at the same time, who says you're the one she's even looking for? Okay? Now, one thing you didn't discuss here is we didn't talk too much about her background. We didn't talk too much about, you know, where she comes from and things of that nature. You might want to try that. You know, talk to her about her past and see what's going on there. Because she has an attachment problem, you might want to try to get in a little deeper, you know, find out what her dreams, her goals are. Perhaps find out what her family life is like, what kind of family she wants, if at all one. And find out what her fears are. These are all things that can get you closer to her emotionally. And then the bottom line, okay, the bottom line is I don't think the career is her problem. I really don't. It's just a ploy she's putting in front, okay? The true situation here is she has a fear of commitment and giving up that kind of control. So there's your issue. What should you do? Hang out. Have fun. You're doing that. But then again, keep your options open so you can prepare to go a different direction when you decide to, okay? If you get a chance, keep me posted. I'd like to hear how this thing goes, you know, what's going to go on next for you, okay? That's what I say. For the rest of the listeners out there, you guys, please give a call and let us know what you think Mr. Tough Call should do. The girl he's feeling, she's feeling him, but she won't commit. What do you guys think, okay? We're going to take a quick break, and then when we get back, we're going to, you know, hear about some of you guys' thoughts and also get into another letter. We'll be right back.
What's going on? This is your boy D'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kickin' Spot. Kickin' Spot. Kickin' Spot. Kickin' Spot. The Kickin' Spot. Kickin' Spot. Kickin' Spot. Kickin' Spot. The Kickin' Spot. Kickin' Spot. Kickin' Spot. Kickin' Spot. Welcome to the Kickin' Spot, and I'm your host, D'Angelo.
Alrighty, you guys. Alrighty. So, Mr. Tough Call. Whatever will he do? Well, we're actually going to take a second here and hear from my partner in crime, my girl Carla B, and see what her thoughts are on this letter. Carla, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, T'Angelo? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you are loud and clear.
Awesome, awesome. That was a pretty interesting letter.
I love it. It wasn't as bad as, you know, some of these letters can get for us.
Right, right.
So what do you think here? Mrs. Don't Want to Commit, what a good guy.
Mrs. Don't Want to Commit. So basically she, because I think I missed a little bit of it. So refresh my memory
just a little
bit.
So with that being said, okay, so for the listeners who are just tuning in and to catch Carla up, pretty much what we have going on here is a gentleman who's been chilling with this girl for about 6 weeks. They haven't been sexual, but they've been, you know, romantically involved. And after about 6 weeks, she decided she didn't want a real relationship from him. He's kind of backed away from her. She backed away from her. He let her go. And she looked for him, like, hey, what happened to you? So now they're kicking it, chilling it. But she doesn't want to commit to him. They both agree that they're great together, but she wants to focus on her career.
Right. I don't think it has. Well, it could have something to do with her career. It depends on how much time she's really spending with him or how much time she makes available for him, and he could figure out if it's about the career or not. But it just seems like I've been there, done that. It just sounds like something that was just in just recently. She's trying to, you know, she's really enjoying, I guess, being single and dating. And even though she may have met someone with some potential, she's really not 100% for sure. And she doesn't want to, I guess, put all her eggs in one basket at this point. And I definitely commend her for that. You don't want to jump into things. What I would tell him to do is...
I can't believe you just said that.
Give it a little bit more time. If he really feels that he really likes her and this and that, and she's the one, give her a little bit of time. Maybe have a conversation with her and be like, okay, well, you know, let's look at things again in 3 months. And if you're still not wanting to commit, then I think at that point I'll go ahead and go my separate ways. But I think, I commend her on because she was honest with him. And there is that great relationship thing there. Because a lot of times a lot of people don't really respect you enough to have that conversation with you.
And they just drag you along, making you think something's wrong with you.
Exactly, exactly. And I actually have a letter I should send in to you. You can read it. But, yeah, so I would tell, just get, as far as him is concerned, get, you know, give her a, like a time frame, or even if he doesn't want to give her a time ultimatum, just, you know, if, even if he doesn't want to see that to her in regards to the time ultimatum,
mm-hmm.
have him, you know, maybe figure that out within himself and say, okay,
right.
well, I'm going to give her this one time, and if she don't really show me anything, then I'm going to go ahead and go my separate ways, and that's what he should do.
Now,
but,
as far as his thing, mm-hmm. he said that she wants to you know, hang out with him with no strings attached. That's not a real female-like quality. That,
well,
like,
it depends on what state you're in. Because I was listening to you when you were talking, and you were saying how women do want the commitment and this and that. And I was like, what are you talking about, T'Angelo?
That's how y'all do. That's how females are.
Well, that's how, well, most females are consistently emotional. We have, it's the estrogen. We do have a lot of that. Some women may not have, you know, as much as others. But, you know, and the thing is as you get older, and I'm a more mature female, I've been married how many times? I think two. Yeah, so, and I've dated a lot. So, you know, my mentality is a little bit different. I'm not really the clingy, you know, one to be having them underneath me 24/7, so I can fully relate to what she's saying. You know, now,
okay.
the thing is I think with women, when relationships, most of them, at least women my age and the women that I'm around, we have a strategic thing when it comes to dating and stuff. So we know if there's a time, there's a couple years where we're just really just enjoying dating and enjoying ourselves and stuff. When we get a certain age, you know, then that's when the strategies and stuff come in. And you're like, okay, I'm about to be 40, so let me go ahead and get hair and, you know, get with somebody so I can get married. She's not ready for that. She's just in her fun stage. You know,
it
she's not
like,
ready
yeah,
for
it. Yeah, definitely sounds like.
Yeah, so,
here.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. And, you know, and then if she's in California, you know, it's the party center almost. So, and it's so many different of people that you could date here, so you know she's probably.
All
like,
right.
No, I got like 5 dates next week, so stop it.
Oh,
but anyway,
got it. I thought you were done with your online project.
Oh no, not me. I'm just saying what she,
oh.
you know, what she's probably doing. But no,
okay.
I'm not doing the online dating thing anymore. But I am dating.
Okay.
Yeah.
Super cool. Now, we'll call you back on your dating story a little bit later, but I do want to talk to you a second about this Facebook post that you recently posted. I tried to go back and find it. Did you take the post down about your friend?
No, heck no. Before I put it up there, I did hit my friend up who shares that woman. I was like, okay, well, just so you know, I'm putting that post up there because I thought that was just crazy, but just to be able to, well, do you want to intro the post or did you want
I'll intro the post real quick and then I'll let you elaborate. So for the listeners,
okay.
Carla recently posted on her Facebook and I wanted to read it and quote it to you guys. But, again, you have so much going on your page, girl. I couldn't find it. It was so far in there. But apparently, you know, someone requested of EOTM services to cover an event that they were having. And so, of course, mm-hmm. Carla being the businesswoman that she is, she said, okay, cool, let's just talk pricing so we can, you know, find out what it's going to, you know, what you guys are going to pay to have these services rendered. And they were like, oh, no, we only hire free press to come through
yeah.
and do the event for free. And, of course, she said, what do you mean? I don't understand. So you guys still friends?
Yeah,
are still friends?
Well, the thing is the person who shared this with me in regards to the project, me and him are definitely still friends. We're going to be doing this for a very long time. So someone approached him, and he's like a promoter manager.
Okay.
Someone approached him and told him what they needed. So, of course, you know, we're number one on his list. And so he called
okay.
me, and I forwarded everything to him, and he forwarded it to his person. But, yeah, the guy was like, he only deals. He doesn't mess around with any media that wants to get paid. And I was floored because I'm like, it's just reading that post. I had to just see if I was reading it right. You know,
right.
I mean, I had a couple, you know, drinks, and I'm like, oh, this can't be right.
Right.
But
real
yeah,
right now?
But, yeah, I read it again. I read it again and it said, yeah. So I hit him up. I was like, I did a Scooby-Doo. And I'm like, yeah, what's that sound Scooby-Doo makes?
Yeah.
I'm like, is this guy for real? And he was like, and then the guy was telling me, he said, well, this is a really great event. Maybe you still want to do it. I'm like, no. Number one, I wouldn't even want to get into any kind of business relationship with someone who doesn't respect me enough to want to pay me and my crew. So
right.
I don't, you know, so no way. But there's a lot of, you know, and this is where I told the guy, I was like, well, maybe, because there's a lot of new companies out there that do a lot of things for free to get their name out and things of that sort. So maybe he's caught up in that particular world of things. And if
mm-hmm,
that's what
mm-hmm.
he's doing, that's perfectly fine. But, yeah,
right.
that's definitely not a, if he's an executive or a CEO, that's not a great attitude to have whatsoever. And I would, and I found out who he was, and he was in my Rolodex, and I definitely deleted him because that's not anyone I would want to even refer out, you know?
Right. And I thought, see, the crazy part is, like you said, there are companies out there still doing pro bono work to get themselves out
right.
there. And at one point
right.
I did, too. I'm sure you may have as well when
yes.
you first start.
Mm-hmm.
With EOTM being a viable company, if we go to an event, it gets promoted, it gets posted, and everyone
right.
knows about it. So you need to cut
right.
the check.
Exactly. Yeah, so folks are funny. But, yeah, look, there's a lot of
I just
stuff
found
that
it.
Still
I can't
won't
share
free.
It. There's no share button here. View on. I don't see the share button. Veronica, could you please
That's
share
weird.
This? Figure it I don't know how. Okay, she's going to do that. Okay, she'll figure it out. No, on
yeah,
college
that's
page.
Crazy.
I'm sorry. I found it. Yeah, it is definitely still here live in action. What do people have to
okay.
say? Matter of fact, I'm going to let you get ready to go. Let me see what people have to say. Let's see what people have to say. Well, I'm going to read this part. It says, fuck them. If they ain't contributing to your bottom line, the only – yes, bottom line. And only
yeah.
want to keep the business relationship one-sided, they ain't worth the air they breathe. And that was from Tanya Blank. How about that?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's kind of hardcore. She scared me. I'm like, you know, but what's up. I love her because she speaks her mind, but yeah.
Super, super cool. Well, Carla, thank you so much for responding on this and giving your point
no
of view.
Problem.
You definitely
no
gave
problem.
A fresh point of view on that letter because I didn't foresee
yeah.
the point of view going that way.
And look, I just want to say I love the letters, though, that your listeners are calling, are sending you, and I do have a story that or a letter that I might send in anonymously so you can read it because I definitely would like to get some feedback from your folks. But
super,
I'm very glad,
awesome.
Angelo.
Thank you. We'll definitely talk again soon.
Okie dokie.
Okay. So, you guys, next letter. Let's talk about the next letter. I am in a relationship with a woman who does not like my children. Ooh, no, she didn't. You guys, this is a good one, actually. If you guys, oh, my goodness. You guys have to call in. I want to write on my Facebook page, but I can't write and talk to you guys. They have to call in on this. This is good. Okay. I'm sorry. I've already read this one, you guys. So I just know how this one is. Take a listen. I am in a relationship with a woman who does not like my children. We currently live together and have for 1 year. I have 3 children. And every other weekend and on Tuesday nights, the children stay with us. My girlfriend tried at first to be involved with them. The first month or two, she would go to the park with us, sledding, etc. She grew to hate spending time with them. They are typical kids, funny, but 3 boys, 2, 5, and 11 years old. Now, when they come over, she refuses to go anywhere with us, has not been to any activities in the last 4 or 5 months, and no park, no pool, nothing, okay? When they arrive, she spends 90% of her time upstairs in the bedroom, even taking her meals up there. My oldest questions why she won't hang out with us anymore. Well, she said she can't stand it because they are not hers and will never be. She mentioned 2 weeks ago moving into her own place so she can have some grown-up space. And a place where she says a place where I can go alone and when I have the kids. Her idea is I have 2 houses, one with her where I spend all my time, but when I have the kids, I have to leave and stay with them. She will not do anything with us as a family, but wants me to have a child with her. I was a bit shocked at her idea to have 2 homes. But since then, she has taken a lease at a different residence, a one-bedroom apartment, to get some quiet, thoughtful time away in a grown-up environment, as she calls it. Her lease is a six-month lease, and she expects us to live together again in a bigger space after her lease expires. One, am I crazy to stay with her? I love her, but she is leaving and clearly does not expect me with my children. That's weird. It says, one, am I crazy to stay with her? I love her, but she is leaving and clearly does not expect me with, it does not accept me, there we go, does not accept me with my children. Sorry about that. Two, does she just need some time and space? She has been divorced a year as well and is just now starting to come out of the sadness. And three, am I expecting too much from her to come to the park, beaches, swimming, family outings? And four, should I just move on without her? And see, oh, should I just let her move out and see where things goes from here? Whew. I'm sorry, at the end I was getting overwhelmed because I had so many thoughts flying through that reading it was getting difficult. Okay, so I have a very big soft spot when it comes to your children, okay, because they're my children. And if you knew I had them, I don't see the issue. Now, when you moved in with me, I'm sure I was getting the kids, you know, on the week, every other weekend and on Tuesdays then as well. And if I wasn't, I'd like to imagine he spoke with her before this all took place. But to be so childish to hang out in the room, the bedroom, as far as taking her meals there and all during family time, yeah, it's best that she get her own place because you can't be up here and be ornery around my children to the point where the 11-year-old is starting to question it because they're starting to feel this negative energy as if they've done something wrong, as if you don't like them. And 2, 5, and 11, those are children. They don't have this coming. They don't deserve it. Now, as far as her getting her own space, I think that's the best thing for her. That's what she needs to do. I think, first of all, you guys have to go and let her get her own space because she needs that, okay? As far as you going over there back and forth, that's a choice for you to make. You guys are dating at this point. You're not married, so I think you should handle that in a dating capacity. I mean, maybe she doesn't take a step back and deal with let you deal with the children on your own and vice versa with her. Now, one thing he said, the children are children. They're fun and all that jazz, which is great, but some kids are badasses. So he might have some of them little devils running around there, and that could be her problem. And then that's another situation in itself. I mean, she probably can't chastise them or yell at them or anything like that. And so maybe she does need to be away from them. This is a difficult one, but let's look at his questions here. Let's look at the questions. Okay, so he says, am I crazy to stay with her? No, you're not crazy to stay with her. I think y'all definitely need to talk and figure out how to make this work because the children aren't going anywhere, ever. It's not an 18-year sentence. It's for life. They're going to be there. And if she wants to be with you, that's what it's going to be. She can't continue to disconnect from you in that manner. I think you would grow to resent her from that. So I think that's a conversation you need to have. Leave her? No, not at this point. I think some more communication needs to happen and talk about it because this could be resolved, okay? As far as her making the comment that I don't want to be around these kids because they'll never be mine, that just sounds asinine to me. Yeah, they won't be yours. They already on Earth, like we're talking about. And you want me to have a kid with you, and you're disrespecting the kids I already have. I don't know. That's kind of weird for me. Does she just need some time away in her own space? I say definitely. Let her get some time. Let her do her own thing. Again, you know, she wants to pull out and move out. That's cool. I mean, it gives you your space back anyway. I have never lived with the person I'm dating, so I don't really know how that whole thing works. But I do know I love the option of leaving your damn house to go back to mine when I'm over you. And so when she's over the kids, I think that's a great idea. But, again, she's already been introduced into their lives, so to pull out is kind of weird. I don't know. And then am I expecting too much to ask her to come to the park and beaches and stuff? She's already doing it. She started off doing it. This probably right there, when she was doing it, maybe she didn't want to. That reverts back to the topic of the week, be yourself. She apparently started off lying and wearing a facade, then she was enjoying it, and she probably wasn't. So I think you guys definitely need to rehash that out and figure out what's going on there because that comment about them not being hers, that's really weird. And 90% of your time in the bedroom with kids in the house, that's kind of childish. Now I want to know how old these people are. And then lastly he says, should I just let her move out and see where things go from there? Hell yes, let her move out. Yes, definitely. so y'all can find out where things go from there. You don't want her staying in the space and clouding up all of clouding up all your judgment and adding negative energy to the children, again, because that's the most important part here are the kids, okay? So let her go chill out. She got a little place. She got a lease and everything. Go ahead and do that. You can come over when the kids aren't here. I mean, realistically, how long has they been dating? I don't even know. Let's see. Did it say? I'm in a relationship with this woman who does not like my children. We lived together for the last year. So they lived together for the last year. It doesn't exactly say how long they've been dating. But I will say, this. The children aren't brand new. Okay, the kids were here first, clearly. So she needs to work some things out. I'm gonna end it with this. Basically, I think that you guys need to have communication. Something needs to be said. You guys need to talk about it. And give her own space. I think that's a great idea. I'm not really mad at her. I just think the audacity of the way she's handling the situation. I guess the only thing missing here, of course, in most letters, is always one sided. I haven't heard how you have handled the situation, but it seems like you're pretty accommodating. So. Anyhow, apparently our girl Carla actually has some thoughts on this one as well, where I guess she dated a guy who had some kids as well, and so maybe she needs to move out and get her own apartment. My girl Carla, you want to come back and chime in on this one?
I'm going to make it quick, but I was listening to the letter, and I'm like, oh, my God. I met a guy years ago, and I actually married him. He had two daughters. From a previous marriage, and they basically lived with us half the time. And it was just like that. They were, in the beginning I was going, to different things with them, but they were, both the girls were daddy's girls, and they were always, I never had a hand to hold when we were going places. He had their hands, and I'm just by myself, and then if we're at the movies, I'm at the end, the two girls are on the side, and even when they're at the home, it was like it seemed like they were deliberately trying to piss me off because I could never sit next to him. Only time I was next to him when we were asleep in the bed. I never had any time. So I stopped doing things with him and them because I just felt like, okay, what's the point of me being there?
It was a competition.
They were only at that time like 7 and 10. It was crazy, but it was hard for me. It was really hard for me, and I'm not that clingy type. But it was so hard. So I was feeling that lady. Because you never know. It's three kids, and then also there may be things going on with the baby's mama in the household as well, and it's that that drama, and she's just trying to get away from it all. So,
right.
So I feel, who wrote that letter, him or her?
He did.
Well, I would tell him to get, you better really talk to her and find out, where all this is coming from.
That's why I'm okay. Like, I get it. I definitely think she should move out and do her own thing. But he said she made the comment that she doesn't like the kids because they're not hers and they never will be. Like,
well, I don't know what's up with that. That's crazy. Yeah.
That's my point. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. If she says that, then, yeah, bye-bye, leave. Because if somebody says they don't like your kids, they never will, what's the point of you being there? I wouldn't even want to hit it and quit it if a person said that about my kids. That's a straight turn-off. So, yeah, I didn't even hear that part in your letter. I was just hearing the other stuff. But anyway, yeah, he should leave. Run far, far away.
Super cool. Well, good insight, because I totally haven't had this problem in my life, but you're right. When it comes down to spending the time, how much quality time are you getting when you're always competing with the children?
Exactly.
Interesting.
Bye.
Well, thanks again. Well, you guys, to the listeners, Carla's definitely giving us some great insight, but you guys don't hesitate. Give us a call, and you too chime in, 718-664-6543. All righty. Excuse me. Let's go ahead and take a quick break as we gear up for another one of our letters. All right, you guys, and we also have the Celebrity Hub coming up next. We'll be right back.
Hey, you guys, have you seen the kicking spot? I'm trying to find the kicking spot. I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm T'Angelo. I'm the host.
The kicking spot. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blog is a site to visit.
But there's also a clip of me on the red carpet when I call one of the celebrities the wrong name.
Ooh, yeah.
The kick is spot, kick is spot, kick is spot, kick is spot.
The kick is
this is your boy, D'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kickin' Spot.
Ooh, the celebrity hub is next. Shh, be quiet. It might be true.
The Kickin' Spot Celebrity Hub is brought to you by EOTMBlogs.com. When you're looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTMBlogs, yes, I said it, EOTMBlogs.com is the site to visit.
I said be quiet, it's coming on, and get off my foot.
Alrighty, guys, what's going on? What's going on? We are inside the Celebrity Hub, and what do we have going on here today? Well, there's a slew of things going on, and we are going to start off with an update. What is going on with the MTV hit show, Jersey Shore? Well, it's been canceled. In one word, that's it, canceled. Yeah. MTV has announced the ending of the fifth pumping reality hit series after this next season. This show debuted back in 2009. Doesn't it feel like a long ago, like much longer than 2009? I don't know, people have been talking about it for so long, it feels like. Anyhow, Shore became a genuine cultural phenomenon with its portrayal of eight young Guidos and Guidi. I don't know how to pronounce those words, you guys. But anyhow, when they were fighting their way through the summer on Jersey Shore, the cast members like Snooki and the situation became household names after this show. Catchphrases were repeated time after time. Cavs are here, and MTV enjoyed the biggest rating show in network history for a reality series like this. So apparently, the season is getting ready to start. You know, the next season is starting to come up, and the Shore crew has suddenly became famous, and they're all doing big things. And so, of course, with big things come big salary demands. And apparently they have transformed the cast from likable newcomers, you know, so that was crazy. They were all brand new. They were newcomers to television, okay? And now they are boarding millionaires, and they're scheduled to pull in as much as $150,000 per episode for this next season. Now, apparently ratings has dipped down, out according to last year's season. They were down about 1 million viewers, okay? And the fact that their lifestyles have changed, you know, Snooki surprisingly got pregnant and engaged, and the situation is trying to get off of drugs and stuff, so their lives are changing. So that same storyline that they had of partying going hard is not the same anymore. So perhaps that's where the change in the style of the show has come about. But MTV doesn't have much of a plan B other than to do a spinoff with Shore and another spinoff, Paula D Project, and then Snooki and Jay Wow, they have a show coming up as well. I think they already started, they're on their second season, actually. But pretty much the show is becoming too expensive to do, and so they have decided to go ahead and cancel out Jersey Shore. So to all those ones who love that show, enjoy while you can. All righty, and then who has died and who is still alive? Well, to start, you guys, Bill Cosby is still alive. You guys may have already heard this, and the reason I kind of wanted to bring it up is because it's definitely a very difficult thing for a family, for a celebrity to have to deal with of being pronounced dead when they're still alive. And I have had the opportunity of speaking with a celebrity. We have befriended this young man, and he was telling me how hard it is when that happens because your whole family has to go through that. It's not about just this rumor, ha, 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 I got you. But it's also the fact that, you know, when you hear that your celebrity family member or whomever has passed away, of course, you don't know if it's real or not. And so you have to go through the emotional, you have to go through the emotions that the person's died. And that's not a real cool thing. And they were saying that their mother, the person I spoke to said their mother had just talked to them. And this is the second time he ever been pronounced dead online. And so his mother had just talked to him, and she tries to act as though she knew it wasn't real, and she tries to be like, you know, just know it's nothing. But she couldn't help herself. She had to call and make sure, and you know, that her son was alive. And, you know, it's very emotional, she was saying. But Bill Cosby, on his death hoax, he says, I do not want to do this anymore because this is my fourth time being reported dead. That's from funny man Bill Cosby, who's 73 years old, and is alive and well, despite the humbug on him being dead yet again. The veteran comedian is the latest victim, and like I said, it's just difficult. He's kind of over it. He has been, you know, put through this a couple of times. He said four times before, and it's through these Twitters and through Facebook that people are starting these rumors. And truth be told, Twitter and Facebook and all of them are getting tired of it too. Here are some popular tweets that, you know, they pulled up. It says Bill Cosby has died, only on Twitter, not in real life. Quit starting stupid Twitter hoaxes. It's annoying. That's what some breaking news had said. Bill Cosby is alive. Stop with the hoaxing. It's not funny. And a lot of people just posting, you know, again, just showing how irritating it can be. So all in all, you guys, our boy Bill Cosby has not passed away. But if you can maybe know someone who does start these little fake rumors, maybe stop them from doing it, perhaps, maybe just a little bit. Anyhow, and then sadly enough, we do have the story of who really did pass away, which is this major hip-hop manager, Chris Lighty, dead of apparent suicide in his Bronx apartment. Yeah. Suicide. That's, like, really unfortunate. Was it that bad? Well, according to the news, Mr. Lighty shot himself after an argument he had with his ex-wife inside his apartment. The hip-hop mogul was 44 years old, died Thursday morning after apparently shooting himself in the head in his Bronx apartment. Lighty had been the manager of 50 Cent, Busta Rhymes, Diddy, Ja Rule, Diamond D, Mariah Carey, Soulja Boy, many others. And at 11:30 this morning, he was pronounced dead or found dead with a gun lying next to his body. This is crazy. It's very difficult. A lot of people in hip-hop have tweeted so many different things, and it's funny because I read one tweet that was saying, tell me that this is a hoax and it's not real, by one of the rappers, and he later posted, I can't believe this is really happening. I'm having a hard time dealing with this. Let me see. Rest in peace, my manager, Chris Lighty. I know you're in a better place now. That was tweeted by Soulja Boy. This ish got me so effed up. Big bro, I just talked to you 2 days ago. That's also from Soulja Boy. Ice-T wrote, wow, rest in peace, my man, my main man, the grand, incredible DJ, shot L.A. Rock. I am still criminal-minded. Eric Benet wrote, you were loved and will be deeply missed. Chris Lighty, we pray for your family. Ludacris, rest in peace, Chris Lighty, who always had the best energy every time I had an encounter with him. He will be missed. So a lot of people in hip-hop, you know, have just definitely lost a major player in the hip-hop game. So we do just wish his family the best. That's going to be difficult. That's a lot. That's heavy. Now, here's the story I was telling you guys about that I couldn't wait to talk to you guys about. The one that makes my job so much fun and exciting. Now, only downfall is I got this story from a resource who's not always like the best, but I want to Google it right now and see if anyone else is talking about it, actually. But I guess what it is I am so excited for it to be real that I'm going to go ahead and say it probably is. It must be. It has to be. Like, is there any other way? I'm trying to check right now, you guys. That's what I'm trying to do because okay. Here we go. Let me see. Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's posted everywhere else. Okay. Wonderful. I'm ready. Okay, you guys. So they're like, T, did you really just have to research that right now? Yes, I had to, like, right now before I said it. Because this is awesome. Are you guys ready for this? Super duper world exclusive. It has been confirmed that our boy Chris Brown is due to perform with his girl Rihanna at the VMAs this year. Can you guys believe it? Okay. just this afternoon, it has been confirmed that the producers of the Video Music Awards managed to snag the two of them and said she will be bringing estranged boyfriend Chris Brown on stage with her during her show performance. Artists usually have to submit the performance for approval by producers within 2 weeks of the show, and we're told that Rihanna demanded to have Chris Brown perform with her. Okay? Demand it. Yes, yes, yes. I so want to be there, you guys. This is awesome. Okay, so a person working with VMAs has told different sources that the producers like the ratings that Chris and Rihanna will bring them. Yeah, because I'm going to be tuning in on every .com possible. I don't have television. The ratings that they will be bringing them, but there could be some backlash too. There isn't much choice since Rihanna is insisting that he performs with her. Wow, between this being Kevin Hart's hosting, this is going to be like the best awards ever. Like, I am so ready for this. Yeah. People have posted on it, of course, with their thoughts, everything from Hell Yeah, Breezy, Rihanna, Kate. And you also have, people are concerned. I personally don't care since they both probably lip sync anyway, but this may go well for some of our fans. Shut up. They probably will both lip sync, but who cares? I don't know. I'm excited. Why? Because I have since become a bigger fan of Rihanna's. At first I wasn't, and now I am. And then Chris Brown, of course, gives you a good show. He's been lip-syncing a lot lately, but he does give you all kinds of pyro, you know, flips and jumps and stuff. He sings when he can. I mean, he opens up with some vocals, and then after that he just goes into not only like a little bit of track. I mean, he gives you, I'm recorded, and I don't give a crap that you know it, okay? So anyhow, yeah, you guys definitely tune in to the BESB. Oh, my goodness. The VMA Awards. When are they coming? VMAs. When is the VMA? I'm not sure if they're this weekend or not. VMA. Will they be this weekend with the whole VMA's date? Trying to tell you guys. Let's see. Oh, not this week, but next weekend. So the VMAs are due to air on the 6th. Okay, they're September 6th. They air. So I don't know about you guys, but I will definitely be in attendance, and then we will be discussing that all up and through the kick slot. Lastly, really quickly, I'm going to go through these really quickly, actually. Who has gotten them a new booty? Who's got them a Nicki Minaj booty? Who got the badonkadonk? Kate. Well, apparently everyone is so in love with her, but she had one part of her that she wasn't quite in love with, so she went over and had Dr. Dino 21 nerve hook her up. And who else is it? None other than our girl, Christina Aguilera. Yes, Christina Aguilera is behind. It's definitely been enhanced, you guys. I was trying to post on my page right now, but it's not going to happen. So you have to go ahead and find that for yourself. But our girl, Christina Aguilera, definitely got a badonkadonk added to her new breast. Well, her hair is always new, but those breasts are a couple of years old, and now she got a nice behind to go with it. So I would say on this next season, or is the voice playing right now? Or is it off air? I'm not sure. But when the voice starts up again, if y'all get a chance to check out Christina Aguilera's new rump roast, yeah, it's there in full effect. And then lastly, you guys, another starlet out there would be our girl Britney Spears, who is due to be a judge on The X Factor, all right? After them trying to go through a handful of different judges, they finally found one, and they didn't even bother to call me, but it's perfectly fine because... No, it's not, because I wanted to be there. I did. Anyhow, so X Factor is getting ready to start for you guys. I think they launched their show next week or the next 2 weeks. I forget the exact date right now. But the first promo video is out with our girl Britney Spears in it. So let's go ahead and take a listen to her first promo video with the X Factor. It's going to come up right now. I have a little delay, you guys. Hold on. Here we come. Oh, no. Okay, y'all be working with me here. I'm sorry, Britney is late. Britney is always late. Okay, so anyhow, if you guys get a chance, you guys, hold on. No, don't get a chance. Y'all can listen to it right here. Okay, hold up. Here you go. Listen, Britney. I'm back. I mean, she's here.
Britney Spears joins the X Factor.
I'm so excited. I've never done anything like this before. That was absolutely incredible. Really kind of hard to tell some people no. I want to know who let you on stage. It's a great process to be a part of, to be able to help someone create their dream.
You have a really nice, soothing sound, and I wish you could wake me up in the morning.
Thank you.
Hey-o! Sing!
Awkward.
The X Factor premieres Wednesday, September 12th on Fox.
There you guys go. September 12th, so about 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks away. So she sounds good. You hear her giving some positive feedback. You also hear her asking him, why are you on my stage? Like, really right now? So this might be a good look for Britney, because me personally, I don't think her stage performances are worth looking at anymore. But her CDs are cool, but her days of performing, I think, have come and gone. Anyhow, that is all we're going to discuss this evening inside of our Celebrity Hub. But for more stories like this and more, definitely check out EOTMblog.com, where you can find all this good juice. Also, when we return, you guys, we are going to have to help your brother out. Your host needs some assistance choosing the new logo, okay, you guys? So we'll be right back after this.
Check out the EOTM Media Group. Yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company encompassing radio, PR, and TV. Follow us on Twitter at EOTM PR. For a great publicist, there's one thing you need to do. Contact the EOTM Media Group.
Turn the lights on.
What's up? It's your boy T. Angelo, and we are chilling here at the Kick It Spot. I'm in love with that song, by the way. I know that Trey Songz is not the best live performance at times, but that's a good joint. And I may have played y'all this before, but y'all have to go check out the video. It's him and our girl Kelly Rowland, and she is looking fly. They have a good chemistry together. I have to say, I be feeling them. I be jocking they fresh. So, anywho, moving right along. Oh, someone posted on Facebook. Oh, my goodness. The letter about the guy who had the three boys. Please believe. This is a two-sided story. I married a guy with daddy's girls, and I so feel her. Bless her heart. That was someone who posted it on Facebook who was saying that they understand that girl's point. So, hey, I guess maybe dating my wiki is, well, I don't know. It's not as easy as it, you know, it may seem to be. And then, I have someone post who mentioned that doing pro bono work isn't a bad thing. I guess that's when I mentioned doing pro bono work. And no, it's totally not a bad thing. That wasn't the impression I was given. When you first start off, of course, pro bono work is, you know, kind of what you do. But after, you know, you got an established artist here, I don't necessarily think that's the best route to go. And then to say I only work with people who do stuff for free, I thought that was kind of bold of him. But, you know, let it do what it do. Excuse me. Anyhow, all right, just check out some of what you guys are posting, what the folks are saying to me in the digital world here. So I wanted to share that with you. But moving on to other things, where are we at now? Okay, so now we're to the point where I need your assistance with this logo choosing. Because, yeah, I have to figure this out. And I have these samples, and I'm just like, okay, whatever will I do? So I am actually posting it right now. Here is the first S&M sample logo. And I need your thoughts. Do I keep it or keep looking? Okay. So, please post comments. Post your thoughts. Okay, you guys. So, the logo is up there. Now, it is going to be, you guys, I'm putting the logo on T'Angelo Live's Facebook page. So you go to facebook.com/T'Angelo Live, and you can check out the logo samples, okay? So tell me your thoughts. It's two of them there. Now, it says T'Angelo Live on Books, and this is because T'Angelo Live on Books, I'm going to open a bookstore, an online bookstore with books on it. Okay, and we'll have the book authors here on the show. We'll do book signings and live shows and all kinds of this jazz. But before we get that far, we have to choose a logo, something that will vibe and give you T'Angelo Live. You know, what says, look at me, okay? What says, hey, this is it. So go to facebook.com/T'Angelo Live, T-E-A-N-G-E-L-O. Don't forget to like the page, but also post your comments on what you think of the new logo. Okay, or the logo sample. Okay, again, that's T'Angelo Live, facebook.com/T'Angelo Live, and tell me what you think. If you're out there, you guys, tell all your friends to come by and check it out, because we have to figure this out. Okay, we'll keep working on this throughout the week. I'll be posting some more samples as they come in, and then we're going to choose the definite one and, you know, take it from there. But I surely can use your assistance with this one, okay? The ones we're looking at here, the designer told me that if you guys look at it, there's a lot of lines through the T'Angelo and the Live, and those kind of represent pages, you know, like pages in a book. One thing that you'll kind of notice is on books, the letter K on books is not going to inside, and the letter, the pages of the book is actually making the K, which I love, so I'll probably have them keep that part of it. We probably won't change that. But and then T'Angelo in the second sample is kind of leaned against the word Live with the O falling off. Which is kind of fun. It's kind of fun, exciting. It's youthful. It's also very block. It's very block-esque. So you guys post your thoughts. Tell me what you think, pros and cons. Not just I like it, don't like it, but if you can, say what you do and don't like about it. That makes this process a lot more entertaining. All righty, you guys. That's going to be a lot of fun there. Okay. I have about 10 minutes left before I have to get out of here, and I do have one more letter that I'm supposed to read to you guys. Do we want to hear the letter? Does the audience want the letter? Do the audience want the letter? Okay, so this next letter actually is kind of interesting because I had two, and I didn't know which one to go with. So I don't know if I should go with the jealousy one or the fact that this man doesn't want to have sex with his girl anymore. let me see. Okay. The fact that someone's not having sex is kind of, I don't know, that's weird to me. I think that, I don't know, that's weird. Okay, we'll do this one. I'm like, okay. Okay, so this is going to be a short one, you guys. This is a short letter. It's not going to be long. So, and then, okay. This one is about, it's entitled, My Boyfriend and I is Always Fighting, okay? My boyfriend and I have been together for a while now. I hate vague things like that, you guys. Please don't say for a while. What's your version of a while? 3 years? Anyhow, I'm just joking. We'll read on. Sorry. My boyfriend and I have been together for a while, and I love him dearly, but it seems like we can't go 2 days without arguing or fighting. I have a feeling like one of these days I'm going to be able to handle it. I'm not going to be able to handle it. Sorry, you guys. Let me start again. I have a feeling like one of these days I'm not going to be able to handle it anymore, and we will split. I don't want this to happen, but nothing seems to work. I'm always pulling him aside and talking about how we need to stop because things are going to get worse if we don't. He agrees, but then it never works out. I know he loves me, but please tell me how we can stop fighting. Thanks, confused. I had a situation like this with a friend of mine, and I told him that the two of them needed to split because it was they had become in what I call, you were in a rut. They were in a program. The program was designed where they just kept doing the same things over and over again. The buttons had already been pushed, and so no matter what happened, they would just end up in an argument. And I actually dated someone where this kept happening no matter what I did. Like you said, if you go to them and say, please, let's not fight, and they always know the exact buttons to push to get you caught up. And you don't even realize it sometimes. By the time you notice it, you were already far gone into the argument. So, yeah, let me think. Well, first of all, we need to answer the number one question. What are the real issues in the relationship being addressed? Because if you guys are able to keep fighting like this, there's some fungus or cancer that's growing being dealt with, and that's how come these arguments can come up so quickly. I mean, how do you guys handle these things that – how do you handle these small arguments, you know? There's clearly some underlying issues going on here. And then are you yourself, the young lady writing this letter, are you being open and honest yourself with your boyfriend? Because I don't know how y'all could both be this angry if you're telling each other the truth, if you're very much communicating with one another. You have to kind of watch out and make sure that you're doing that, because if you are harboring some negative and difficult feelings, that's why you guys are able to get there so quickly, is because you're already there. You're staying angry. And does it feel like things are, you know, getting settled when you guys talk about stuff? Does it seem like you guys are both okay with the situation? I mean, when things calm down, was anything resolved? Or did you guys just say, forget it, it's not worth it, and move on? But moving on isn't dealing with it. It's just not dealing at all. Okay, so, you know, there's some questions you need to ask, because it sounds as though nothing is getting said or getting resolved here. No behaviors are changing. You guys are just ending that moment and going forward, and then a day or two later you're back at it again, you know. I don't know how old you guys are, but you might want to look at talking to someone with a little bit of knowledge. I mean, it's funny that today in 2012, people are really getting into this whole counseling thing. I've never done it. Ooh, I am not in a relationship, and maybe I should go to counseling for myself. This would be interesting. Veronica, write that down. what if I go to counseling and tell you guys about it? Well, if I tell you about it, will that be messing up the counseling? I don't know. I think I want to go to a counselor right now. I wonder if my health insurance covers counseling. I'm sorry. Okay. Oh, my goodness. I want to go to the counselor. Okay. Focus on the letter. Okay. Listen, I think you guys need to sit down and listen to each other with an open heart. I think you guys definitely need to hear each other out. And my friend who had the situation, again, I mentioned to him that they needed to pull out because they kept having the same problem. It was getting to the point where you live together and you pull up to your house/apartment, and if you find yourself sitting in the car for 15 or 20 minutes before you go in the house because you know it's going to be some crap, that's where you probably need to realize that there's a lot going on, okay? And you guys need to pull back. And maybe just reassess things. I'm a major fan of removing yourself from the heated situation and, you know, trying to figure it out. If the negative energy is in the house, you two need to not be there together. If things are escalating, that's what they're doing, escalating and the work themselves to getting worse. So let me see. Was there a question you asked at the end? The question was, you're going to get to the point where you're going to break up. If you don't want to break up, you guys have to start probably fixing things now. And fixing things doesn't mean to act as though they're not happening. Even if it means pulling out, if it means to separate for a while and start working on a friendship, that's what people get lost is you forget to be friends. You talk about being boyfriend and girlfriend. You know, if you lose the friendship aspect of the relationship, that's how you guys can argue like this. Because how many times are you arguing with your real friends like this? I mean, I'm not. And if we start, then we're not friends. Like, stay off my phone and don't come around my house anymore. So that's kind of how I'm going to end that one, you guys. You guys are always fighting. It's a rut, and it's not a communication that needs to be happening there, okay? So, that's going to be the third letter for tonight. You guys, you have all wrote in some awesome things. This is great stuff. I'm loving it. I'm going to do another post and hopefully do some more of this letter. This is fun. I love you guys being earnest and having fun with it, okay? So anyhow, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
What's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kickin' Spot.
Yo, what it do, y'all? What's up? Alrighty. Where we at? Oh, looks like things have slowly come to a close. And I'm going to be out of here on time. That wasn't too bad. I thought I was going to overrun this one. Anyhow, you guys, this has been awesome. I had a great time. Again, thank you so much for writing in. I totally appreciate that. And be sure to, next time I post, you guys, you know, send the email blast out, that you go ahead and hit back with, you know, we can hear about what's going on with you, and maybe next time we'll do some family letters, you know, what's going on with the family. It's not always just about relationships, you know, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, but I know there's major family issues out there because I got some of my own that y'all would love to hear about. But anyhow, I won't put them on blast right now. You know who you are. But remember, you guys, tip of the week, be yourself, not just in relationships and first dates, but across the board. Be who you people seem to enjoy crap like that. Not for real, it's not crap, but it just sells better for you being authentic and being yourself, which is original. Also, you guys, like I said, I need your help with the logo. Go to T'Angelo Live on the Facebook page, facebook.com/T'Angelo Live. Post your comment there. Tell me what you think. And as you know, Labor Day is approaching. You guys, this weekend we're going to have Labor Day fun. I know I'm personally about to, like I told you, this Saturday I'm going to be at Lucky Strikes this Saturday. So hit me up on Facebook or Twitter. Send me an email if y'all want to come through and chillax at Lucky Strikes for my end of this August birthday month bash. And from there, I think I'm going to go down to San Diego and chillax with some of the kids and the fam and, you know, do it up Big Willie style. Be safe, you guys. Most importantly, be safe. We definitely want to see you guys all back here, you know, on Tuesday when we get back to work. Other than that, you guys, definitely check out the Kick Spot next Thursday. We're going to have a blast. I don't know what we're doing next Thursday. Truth be told, I don't have my calendar with me, and I just don't remember offhand. Sorry. Anyhow, you guys, I'm about to get out of here. This is your host, T'Angelo, and don't forget to live life to the fullest. I'm your host. Oh, wait. Don't forget to live life to the fullest. Just live. Until next time, you guys, I'm gone.
It's your boys, welcome to the Kickin' Spot. It's your boys, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo.
Why did I have a visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about, so who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, for better reason. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody?
Check out the EOTM Media Group, yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company encompassing radio, PR, and TV. Follow us on Twitter at EOTMPR. For a great publicist, there's one thing you need to do. Contact the EOTM Media Group.